Nigeria's urged to soldier on in the fight against Boko Haram. A search for meddlers in Russia could put the church in danger. And accidental apostles bring the gospel to Anchorage, Alaska. This and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Is Nigeria's state of emergency a good thing? Well, caught between the rampage of the Boko Haram, poverty, and alleged army brutality, there seems to be little reason for people to trust anyone. A quick visit by the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry brought an urging for Nigeria to safeguard human rights, too. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says,
I can appreciate, I suppose, on one hand, John Kerry, saying, hey, we need to protect against, human abuse and human rights violations. I understand all that. But the reality is that these guys, the Boko Haram, are brutal murderers, and they will do anything they can, and they don't play by the same rules.
Church leaders are responding. Their message remains unchanged. And when it's coming from a church bearing the bloodied bruises of an attack, it shouts the hope of Christ.
We need to love those that are doing this to us. We are committed to advancing God's kingdom in Nigeria, and we will not resort to the same kind of violence.
You can pray better if you hear them tell their own stories. We've got those links at our website. Next, an army of 85,000 volunteers is zeroed in on Oklahoma for tornado cleanup. Southern Baptist Disaster Relief has chainsaw teams, mobile kitchens, and other various units ministering to the tornado victims. Volunteer chaplains are also helping the 24 grieving families who lost loved ones. Southern Baptist Disaster Relief is one of the three largest mobile disaster relief responders in the U.S. They see their ministry as short-term missions bringing Christ's healing to broken communities. Please pray with them. You're listening to Mission Network News. Concern grows as Russia's expanding its investigation to churches. Foreign-funded non-governmental organizations are accused of meddling in Russian politics. Forum 18 News says churches are falling under that microscope, too. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
What sort of forward level of support would these specific groups be getting? And then what is being done with that forum support? Is it simply ministry, or is there a political context to it?
Churches helped by SGA are in the clear so far.
The churches that we serve there are focused on the gospel and not politics, so we'll just have to keep a watchful eye on this.
Searches today could always mean less religious freedom tomorrow. Pray.
Leaving the politics aside from the question, just pray with us that evangelical churches would continue to have the freedom to worship and proclaim the gospel.
We're taking a departure for our next story. MNN's Lindsay Gamage is getting personal about an eye ministry, kids, and Haiti.
There's only one eye doctor in Haiti for every 180,000 people. For me, my dad's an eye doctor, so scheduling an eye exam is literally as easy as going and talking to him on the couch. But for families in Haiti, some of them have to choose between food for that day or eye care. Kids Alive International recently partnered with the HCJB Global to get eye surgery for four Haitian kids. Jeff Vandermolen with Kids Alive says,
two of these children had crossed eyes. One of them had another case in which their eyelids were not opening fully. And then another one of the girls lost her eye in an accident.
These kids go to the Kids Alive school.
In our school, we share the gospel with these children. And so this eye care really provides us with the ongoing opportunity to be plugged into their lives and the lives of their families.
This is Lindsay Gamage with Mission Network News.
And can ministries be planted by students, or does it take a person with professional training? Two InterVarsity Christian Fellowship students are answering that question in Alaska. The Friends started an InterVarsity chapter after finding there were no Christian groups for the University of Anchorage's 900 students. Over 50 students are now regularly involved, and the leaders are hoping to reach Native Alaskan students next. Pray that their contagious passion for Jesus Christ continues. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. It features some brand new songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.